The deadlock. Stop. One more step and it is the fatal jump. A small jump and my body is shredded to pieces by barbed wire. A big jump and it's the crashing down in the middle of the crowd. It is more spectacular, for sure, but not really gratifying. What you may not know is that the alley is one way and its name is deadlock. I should have known that it was weird, and even frankly little. But no, unconscious, light-hurt, I engage in the alley. But now everything begins to jostle in my head. Deadlock, one way, small jump, big jump. Despite me, I am attracted by the dizzying empty. My ears start to whistle. My head is buzzing, my vision is veiled. In front of me, I do not see anything except a large grey abyss with no colours, odourless, bottomless. Very far downstairs, the small black spot looks like mosquitoes squashes on a windscreen, or even maybe human people who did the big jump. At the cost of a superhuman mental effort, I tell myself that there is certainly a solution to get out from a one-way deadlock. Of course, the easiest way is to change space-time, will you argue? For sure. But we need the usual manual. And here is all the question. Exhausted by this new effort without any results, I pushed myself down even further. I now hear voices calling me, and which resound like a dead-end tunnel.
Push again a little. You do not see very well. Go, do not frighten. You will be better here. Life will be beautiful and sweet. You will discover full of wonders. You did well entering the deadlock. Today is your lucky day. Come, go ahead.
All darkens. My body no longer reacts. I am frozen in place. I may have already jumped. I may even be already dead. Then, step by step, my breathing becomes more regular, deeper. My mind calms down. I now feel like a moment of intense meditation. The overview landscape stabilizes. The abyss is no more bottomless. The dark points are now well-alive people who walk quietly. The bright colors, which was completely gone, now reappear with an intensity 1,000 times brighter. It is those which get myself out of my torpor. My eyes then slowly open and start contemplating the landscape. This is probably what triggers in me a liberating idea. If I turn around, will I be nose to nose with a sense forbidden? You may believe me or not, but the answer was no, no sense forbidden.